You see, one of the things that is peculiarly British in a way is the big separation between the culture of the urban and the rural culture, so that you get people come to live in the country or whatever, but we don't have markets, we don't have this sort of sense of a link with where our food comes from. It feels to me that that's terribly important, that there's a real disjunction or something. We don't have a joined up thinking about the stuff that's in the supermarket and the land and the people who manage it.
Of school and education. You know, if you go to countries like Canada, they have a lesson each week of agriculture. We don't. So where's the child supposed to learn? But the worrying thing is, I know I've heard one or two people say that now perhaps the children are a bit better, and it's actually the parents who are worst. Well, I haven't got a clue where anything comes from. You know, they say the number of people who think potatoes come from trees, they're not actually grown in the ground. But that's a poor excuse that they don't understand that, because potatoes aren't just a farming thing. They're a garden vegetable. But people obviously just don't have gardens anymore. Uh-huh. They have patios, gravel.
Well, as a 1950s baby with brothers who were war babies, what I can really, really remember was, out of our not very much money, four children, is that food was the top thing we paid for. Mm. So I'd always sort of say, that was the first call on the money.
Yep.
You didn't have things, you had food. And I've always felt that at some level, if we could come back to really paying for food, really paying,
like
as a proportion of our income, a proper proportion, not kind of the bit that you scrabble around at, but it's your main thing that you put out for. Because that was what it was. That was my mum's challenge, my dad's challenge, was to feed six people. And that was the most important thing.
Well, that was in the good old days.
In the good old days.
You know, was food on the table.
Exactly.
A shirt on your back.
Yeah.
Coal on fire and roof over your head.
Yeah, exactly.
And why aren't those important anymore?
I know.
You know, people are more worried about tickets to Alton Towers or...
cheap clothes, you know, clothes.
A fortnight in Menorca or...
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. It's all laptops.
That's what I long for. I just feel if we could pay for food properly, we wouldn't be running dairy farmers into the ground. We wouldn't be running the landscape into the ground.
How you change that, I'm not sure.
I don't know how you do it. But if we could sort of just at least understand where we're coming from. You know, it was a horse and cart used to bring the vegetables round, and Dad had an allotment and that sort of thing. That's how you think.
Well, that's
what
that's gone about the decking thing.
Yeah.
If people actually grew some vegetables themselves.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't have such demands on
the
landscape.
And you'd get it. You'd get why things go wrong if you don't plant your potatoes right, you don't grow your lettuce right, you don't sort it out. So,
which, you know, then go, like you're saying, you don't plant it right, or all the caterpillars come and eat all the lettuce.
Exactly.
Which is why we use the chemicals to stop it, because you can have a crop, you know, blight on the potato, your crop can be wiped out overnight.
Yeah.
And as horrible as it is, you know, we have to treat them. And I do think... I'm a great believer in things like cancers are from chemicals. Mm. But I believe more so after they leave the farm. You know, you get potatoes, you buy a bag of potatoes at one time,
fungicides.
What you had left, they sprouted, and you put them back in the garden. Don't grow anymore.
No.
You could not get a bag of potatoes to eat and then use it to plant in the garden to grow potatoes. They just don't shoot anymore. That potato is seriously messed with long after left the farm. As a farming person, I can never understand why everybody just goes for a walk. What's the point? You always went round the field to look at the sheep or check the cows, or you're getting the cows in. I never went anywhere else, but I didn't need to because I was always walking doing that. Whereas now people in an office, of course to them, they need to do that walk to... I can understand, don't get me wrong. But as in, when I was younger, it was like, well, why would you want to go walking? It's like people cycling, you know, they mustn't work hard enough in the week. And basically that is what it is, isn't it? You know, it's their refreshment and detox, whatever, get out, give it fresh air and go. So I don't understand where it comes from, but I don't know, it's just the way the world is changing and not always in a good way. Footpaths originally came for children to walk to school, people walked to church on a Sunday, postmen delivered the mail, and I suppose people went to see friends. Now, none of those. Mm. It's all about leisure.
Okay.
So footpaths are actually misused, I think, and in some way shouldn't be allowed. So we cause our own problems. You know, what's wrong with people walking on roads? It's a lot easier for one thing.
But then you'd be keeping the separation even greater, wouldn't you, if people weren't...
Do you think people walking footpaths mingle with countryside people?
Well, some do.
Some do.
Some do.
Well, perhaps I'm just doing exactly what I'm criticising people for.
Yeah.
Thinking of the few poor people who walk a certain footpath once a year to keep that footpath open, and that's the only time they're going anywhere near it.
Yeah.
It's always a bit of a point.
Yeah.
Yes, people most usually are very good. the style isn't very good and they'll find another way of getting over, which is sensible. Yeah, yeah. Whereas others will, you know, raise a complaint with the highways and...
I know what you're
which
saying.
Which makes it hard for everybody. Yeah. And of course, yeah. It is the landowner's duty to maintain the footpath and the styles.
Yeah.
Even though he never uses it and isn't bothered with it there or not, but, you know, it's the law of the land.
With this South West Peak project, where mm-hmm. you know that one aspect of it, maybe increasing access or raising awareness mm-hmm. of this beautiful landscape, yep. and the net result there would be more visitors. I mean, just coming back to the walking thing and that issue, I mean, the truth is that the rural economy depends on tourism, yep. and it does depend on people coming and staying in holiday cottages, using the local pubs, cafe shops, mm-hmm. and all the rest of it. It's essential. Farms would die without it.
The difference here, to where I come from, in my home in Northumberland, so much more rural in Northumberland.
Absolutely right.
Our nearest house to our farm is the school three quarters of a mile away. Here, also, when I've got to see a customer in this sort of area, you go and look out the living room window, the kitchen window. You haven't got far to the next property. Mm. They're all a stone throw, or not much more, that's a stone right. throw away.
Yeah.
Much more densely populated around here.
Yeah.
Whereas you can go where I come from, and you don't see people.
Yeah. And there's a culture in the Peak District, which would be alien to you from the northeast, actually, of everyone knew the Peak District inside out. They've been cycling there, walking there. People working in the factories all week. It's the same, the whole access movement. It's not new. It goes back to the 1930s. Mm-hmm. The mill workers of Manchester.
Right.
And people coming in from Staffordshire, the steel workers from Sheffield, mm-hmm. joining up on Kinder Scout and walking the moors as their right. The moors at the hills are mine on Sunday. I'll graft in your factories, but I have a right to roam. So it's not like one or two people turning up in their smart Gore-Tex. Mm. It's ingrained in the culture of this part of the world. You know, we're facing lots of huge issues, aren't we, about how landscapes are managed for all sorts of reasons and how rural economies...
It is a conflict because I've just bought 25 acres, I've got footpaths across it, I've paid for that land, and other people can come wandering across it whenever they want. I've never dreamed of walking across your garden. You paid for it the same.
Yeah.
Would you not think if I was trekking across your garden, you would think, what's he doing?
Yeah, it's tricky this, because this is, as I say, it's going to be about saying, look at how gorgeous it is here.
But, you know, I bought that bit of land, but it's just accepted that people walk across it.
Yeah.
I had a house in Leek with a garden, and I wouldn't want anybody walking across my garden.
No, I know, absolutely.
Well, where is the difference? Because if we're going to have open access, we have open access everywhere.
Yes, surely. It's right by your kitchen, though, isn't it?
That is the problem. There are so many farms without footpaths.
Where they're footpaths right through the farmyard.
No, but then there would be so many less problems, I think, if people, you know, none of this big, cost you £1,000 to reroute footpaths.
Yeah.
And you get the people who object to it. Let's just go round, you know, what difference it make, you know, the footpaths going there, the farms here, let's just go round about it and keep out everybody's way.
Yeah.
Great. And that should be done free of charge.
Yeah.
And then I think everybody would say, yeah, get on with it. And,
No so that is quite an issue, rerouting. Oh, it's a horrible issue.
Well,
one you deal with in the NFU quite a lot.
Yeah, and like you say, you don't like somebody walking past them. Because everybody does look in the window when they walk past
them. They do.
When you're having a little breakfast.
I'd hate it. I totally understand that.
And then the other thing which really grates me, I know down at Stafford, you get Stafford on the dual carriageway and you either go right to M6 or left to the county showground and things, and on their beautiful plot of land, as I wonder, all in a concrete building, there are enough areas in the middle of towns and cities that can be reclaimed and built on. Why do we have to keep going further and further in the countryside? It's putting more and more pressure on it.
Mm, absolutely.
You know, they say the thousands of acres every year are lost to concrete and tarmac. You know, but there's all supposedly this great need for extra housing. Where's all these people coming from? Because to move into a new house, you've got to move from an old one.
Mm.
So, you know, I need this new house, okay, but who's moving into my old house? I do wonder if there is this great housing need that we say we have.